When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Have you heard the saying, healthy, wealthy, and wise? I can guide you to two out of the three, which could result in having all three. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. To gain or regain physical strength, lower blood pressure, avoid a stroke, or lose extra pounds in 2026, you have choices. Aging research shows you have the key in your hands. But it requires a change in your daily habits. Start by drinking at least 5 glasses of water each day. Keep listening to more Healthy Habits with Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo man arrested for alleged domestic violence incident. Tickets go on sale for Phil Wickham at California Mid-State Fair this Friday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. San Luis Obispo police responded to a call yesterday morning about a suspected domestic violence incident. SLO police say the call came in at about 11 a.m. from a concerned citizen, suspecting the incident occurred in a residence at the 300 block of South Street. Officers located a female victim and began investigating. They determined a felony domestic battery occurred by a suspect, Jeremy Alt, who had fled before officers arrived. Alt returned to the residence and entered it where the victim was. Officers responded and began negotiating with him to surrender. The female victim was able to leave the residence during these negotiations. Alt eventually exited the residence at about 1:15 p.m. and was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony domestic battery. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off tonight. Concerts in the Park will continue weekly, Thursday nights through August 20th, except for July 2nd and the 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season at 6 p.m. will be Mini Nova, a Central Coast band performing Latin rock, soul, and jazz music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the downtown city park. Tickets to go on sale this Friday for Phil Wickham at California Mid-State Fair. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off this Thursday, June 11th. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, June 12th, for another act at the California Mid-State Fair Concert Series. Phil Wickham will perform Sunday, July 19th, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, with special guest Bodie opening the show. Wickham is a Grammy-nominated worship artist whose songs are performed in churches around the world. The Grammy-nominated album, I Believed, reached number one on Billboard's Top Christian Albums chart in 2024. His platinum-certified singles include This Is Amazing Grace, Living Hope, and Battle Belongs. The California Mid-State Fair runs July 15th through the 26th. The City of Atascadero's Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, then will return again August 29th. Movies are family-friendly and will begin about 15 minutes after sunset at Colony Park Softball Field No. 2, located at 5599 Traffic Way. Before the movie will be a variety of fun games and activities for the whole family to enjoy. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia 2, a sequel to Disney's Zootopia, where Judy Hopps and Nicholas Wilde unravel a conspiracy about the origins of the city. On August 29th will be the movie Footloose. Ren McCormick moves from Chicago to a small Midwestern town, facing an uphill battle as he discovers the town has made dancing and rock music illegal. Both movies are free to enjoy for the community. Central Coast candidate for State Insurance Commissioner Stacey Korsgaden officially announced her concession earlier this week. Stacey's resignation says, quote, "After the latest ballot returns, it is clear that there is no path to the general election for my campaign." She says that she is deeply humbled for the opportunity to run. She, however, also offers a word of caution, saying the next insurance commissioner will inherit one of the most consequential jobs in state government. The insurance system is broken. What should be a stable industry serving policyholders has been damaged by political mismanagement and a lack of respect for market forces. She concludes her statement by saying, quote, "I remain committed to advocating for policies that serve the people of California and protect the promise of this great state." As of this morning, Stacey has received 1.2 million votes. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Astros 3-2, the Athletics over the Brewers 4-3, the Pirates beat the Dodgers 9-8, the Giants over the Nationals 11-10, the Padres beat the Reds 5-4, the Yankees over the Guardians 8-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Pirates. In California news, an Oroville cult leader was sentenced to 225 years to life in prison for sexually abusing young girls in Butte County. The jury convicted 59-year-old Sansu Vang on multiple sex crime charges. Prosecutors say Vang founded the cult in Wisconsin before relocating followers to several locations and eventually settling in Oroville. His charges say are three counts of rape that involved girls and women within the religious organization, alongside eight counts of child molestation. A California socialite, Rebecca Grossman, has been ordered by a Los Angeles jury to pay $21 million in punitive damage to the parents of two young brothers who died when her car struck them in a hit-and-run collision. The incident occurred in September 2020, where Grossman was driving recklessly, drinking margaritas with former Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Scott Erickson. Erickson was driving a separate vehicle and did not hit the boys, but Grossman's vehicle hit and killed them. The California court system released a memorial for Jake Deere, who served as chief supervising attorney of the California Supreme Court. He died on Friday, June 5th, at the age of 69. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Natural Resources Conservation Chief Colton Bugley says that sign-up is currently underway for the Conservation Innovation Grant Program.
But the core of what NRCS does is our conservation practice standards, and these are tools that producers enter our offices across the country to engage with to support their operations with conservation sustainability. The precursor to the implementation of how those work are Conservation Innovation Grants, or SIG.
There are two different categories.
SIG Classic supports third-party entities to develop innovative solutions to on-the-ground conservation problems, and SIG On-Farm Trials, the second program, encourages the adoption of innovative conservation practices by working directly with producers on on-farm trials.
He notes some of the priorities that they are looking to fund.
SIG On-Farm Trial priorities, we've got irrigation water management technologies, nutrient management, grazing lands, and soil health demonstration trials. And then for SIG Classic priorities, we've got farmer-focused conservation outcomes to include water management, water quality, as well as water quantity, soil health, habitat improvement, and conserving ecosystems by managing pest pressure. The major focus across everything we're doing at NRCS, particularly in SIG, is to support keeping working lands in working hands.
The SIG sign-up deadline is July 27th.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MS or MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed multiple cases of New World screwworm cases in Texas this month. The flesh-eating pest was eradicated from North America decades ago, but made a resurgence in Mexico beginning in November 2024. It poses a significant threat to cattle and can also affect other livestock, wildlife, pets, and in rare cases, people. The reemergence of New World screwworm in the United States after 60 years will have an immediate impact on farmers and ranchers in the affected areas, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said in a statement. We are confident that the long-lasting coordination between the states and USDA will enable a quick response and hopefully limit the negative impacts and resulting market volatility. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies this weekend and Wednesday next week, partly cloudy on Thursday. Upper 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday and Tuesday, mid-80s on Wednesday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 66 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open solidly higher. Investors are shrugging off developments in the Iran conflict, a concerning spending forecast from Oracle, and another higher than expected inflation reading. Oracle shares opened down 11%. Its earnings topped expectations, though the software and cloud computing giant outlined plans for dramatic spending to build AI data centers through next year. The producer price index rose 6.5% for the year ending in May. The increase is even more than expected, reflecting higher costs for energy. The European Central Bank raised interest rates today because of inflation in that region. And Hooker Furnishing shares are up more than 3% after the furniture giant reported an upbeat quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time. 'Cause it's the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off, Karen and Linda will be in to continue with the saga as the world turns here regarding the cannabis industry, so to speak, here in darn near paradise. Just thought I'd throw that out there here this morning on KPRL. All right, that's always a early fireworks usually. Let's see here on the text. Good, is there any way? No. let's see here. What else? The water. The water pirates. I've got posters that Greg made up and had printed and so forth, and they're really cool. And it's the water pirates and calling a tax a fee and stuff. They're, I've got four of them to give away. So just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and I'll let you know through the email if you will get the Water Pirate poster from Greg. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Christopher. Ann has a copy of the poem that she can duplicate to put on the back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, some guy printed some of the water part pictures on a card, and he's wanting to know how many of them I would like. But if she has that, because I have no idea.
I left her one of those that she could make some copies to stick on the back. But hey, anyway, on this this school bond stuff, everybody in Paso Robles, Atascadero, whatever school district you're in, I want to give you a quick little rundown. So you pay a Cuesta college bond that was started in 2014. You pay a Measure H Paso school bond if you're in Paso, a Measure M school bond if you're in Paso, a State Water Project bond if you're in the county. And those add up to, in the new Paso school tax, if you add all those together, you're paying over $125 annually. And so, like, the Cuesta is $15 per 100,000 value. The new Paso school would be $49 per 100,000 value. The H for Paso was $10.35 per 100,000 value. $47.75 for the Measure M Paso bond. And all of these end up retiring in the mid-40s to the 50s.
Well,
2050.
One of the things, Greg, that people need to be careful about is, you know, when you just mentioned a couple of the numbers for the first one, I think you said 129. Now, but that is based on per $100,000. Some people, and the way it's presented often is, you know, particularly those who want it to pass will say you're only paying an extra $129. Well, no, we're basing that on the per 100,000. So most of the homes in Paso Robles, they're worth well more than $100,000, aren't they?
Correct. So the 125, if I add all these together just for the guys in Paso, Atascadero's right in there too. That's $125.75 per 100,000. Average house, 800,000. You're paying just over $1,000 a year just for those bonds on each house, plus your property taxes, plus everything else. If you're in Paso and you're on a water meter, your water rates went up because part of those water rates pay for the Nacimiento pipeline that they're not using, and they're also going to pay partially for this new Prop 26 for the people that are affected. That's going to be a separate tax, plus your water rates went up during this whole quiet title action. It's through that also. It's not coming out of the general fund. So you add whatever your water bill is to all of these special taxes. And this is what the whole problem is with these special taxes, these bonds and this Prop 26 and all these different things they can slap on your property tax. So after Prop 13, the government agency said, oh, how are we going to tax these people on their property tax? Oh, well, let's call it a fee. Oh, so many years later, that's why Prop 218 mm-hmm. passed
right.
And said, hey, you got to take a vote. You can't just put this thing on their deal. And then when they started circumventing 218, that's when Prop 26 came out and said, okay, if you meet one of these requirements, you can call it a fee and you don't have to have a vote. But that's why it's limited to 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these guys, I pay on two bonds in the Atascadero besides those other ones. I don't pay the Paso ones. But we're within 30, 40 bucks either way, depending on if they pass this new one or not. We pay $91 on the two per 100,000 on the other two new things. But
right.
Everybody's got to look at that. How does that make your house more affordable?
Oh, no kidding. All right, Greg, I got another call.
You got it. Take care.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Earlier today, you guys were talking about the food and the giveaway programs. And I've observed a little bit of that in that I've seen the people that have showed up for these food programs and for the giveaway programs, and they drive up in a brand-new Escalade or a very expensive SUV with the 16-inch rims and stuff. And I have to ask myself, you know, I really feel like really being manipulated. It's unfortunate that does happen, but it's because it's not monitored correctly.
Well, when there's no registration, what do you expect?
Yeah, and, you know, it's unfortunate that we have conditioned a certain group of people to feel like they've got that coming and that we owe that to them. And it's really unfortunate that they have that attitude. And you could see that attitude when they were retrieving these goods.
Well, you know, when you say, you know, certain people, I'm going to disagree a little bit. I think what has been happening is we've been conditioning the country in general to for the handouts. This isn't just, you know, again, this is just one example. Some lady called in yesterday and said, is this really important, you know, to pick our battles? The problem is we haven't picked our battles because these things, they fester. They fester over time. When I told her yesterday that at least as far as the federal government, there's 2,200 giveaway programs in the federal government. Now, it didn't seem to faze her. But just think about that number of giveaways. That means your money is going to someone for Lord knows what, whatever. Some of them are probably what, you know, many might consider nice and good. But when it's that large, one is, you know, there's abuse and you know that there's manipulation.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, I know you saw the movie The Cinderella Man, which is an excellent true story. And
I've never seen it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, he was on the dole for just a short period of time. And then when he got himself out of it, he paid that money back because that was the mentality of the people of that era, of that time frame. And that's exactly what you're talking about, that we've gotten to a point where we have influenced people, not generally and overall, but a good a section of people that they believe, hey, you know what, if it's free, take advantage of it because it's there. And, you know, and that's kind of unfortunate. Now, Kevin, I worked in a location where the state provided food for criminals. And on occasion, and it didn't happen all the time, but on occasion, there was this underground communication between the inmates that told them, hey, don't eat the food because there's something the matter with it. And I could watch 800 kids go through and take a full tray of really quality food and throw it right in the trash can. Okay? And when I worked at that location, people couldn't pick and choose what they wanted on the plate. They had to have a complete complement of everything that was available, and they'd go through there and throw it right into the trash can. They'd drink the milk, and then that was it. And I watched that on several occasions. And you talk about the abuse. My God. Anyway.
Well, the abuse, but also the, like you alluded to it, the lack of appreciation.
Yeah. And the cost at taxpayers' expense.
Right. And again, that's forgotten. Again, you know, just in the state of California, the cost of this for the food program is $2 billion a year. Now think about that, $2 billion a year to furnish people who are, the families anyway, are irresponsible. Why have we become a society to sponsor irresponsibility?
You know, Kevin, it's an interesting that you'd say that, because here we go. Here we have a type or a group of people that are, just want to give the, you know, give everything away without any without any guidelines. And, you know, Kevin, you were talking about animals that, you know, were called, and, you know, donkey or jackass was one that I thought was probably real high on the list. But anyway.
Oh, well.
Okay. I've been called it so many times, I just thought it had to be there.
All right. Well, yeah, I got it. And I've been... Well, I've been called all of those pretty much on a daily basis, so I've become accustomed, and I do have a preference which ones I'd like to be called.
Oh, yeah. I just accept them all.
Yes.
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right, bye. Chris, I should have asked you off the air what was the one you couldn't answer on the air.
Oh, the other word for donkey.
Okay, an ass.
Yeah, ass or jackass. I don't know if that went against FCC regulations.
Okay, well... Would you rather be called that or the rat or a leech?
The jackass, probably.
Hmm. Okay. Well, your wish is my command.
You know, funny thing, actually. I once called somebody that I worked with. Like I said, out of all of us who work here, I think you're the most likely to be a rat. Turns out I was right. He was stealing from the company the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your suspicion?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Was it your street smarts?
Nah, I don't have much of that.
Okay. Back to the phone line. Hi, good morning. Which one are you?
Which one am I of which?
Oh, never mind. We don't want to get into it.
Okay. Yeah, don't, because I turned my radio down when I'm calling you, so I didn't hear the last segment.
Okay.
So, but speaking of giving away for free, you know who Capslow is, right?
Yep.
Okay. They are offering free tattoo removal.
Well, isn't that the program we had under Lois Capps?
You know, I don't know. Did we?
Yes, when Nurse Ratched was in office, she had a program, and I forget what the amount of money was that they made available for the tattoo removal so people could better themselves and get jobs.
Yes, and that's what the premise is here, is that they've determined that tattoos, particularly gang tattoos and things like that, are stopping people from getting appropriate jobs because, you know, I mean, if you've got a bunch of tattoos on your face, nobody's going to hire you to stand in front of the public and sell their product. But so I thought, gosh, good for me. You know, they had the money to get the tattoos, but me as a taxpayer gets to pay for them to have it removed. And then they have it removed, and what, they get six more on another part of their body?
And I'm sure the reason is because this will help society, because then they won't be dependent on the government. And so what law firm will be these angels be working for?
Yes, of course. I, you know, it. This kind of thing makes me crazy. It just, I say to myself, why in heaven's name do I keep paying as a taxpayer for everybody else's stupidity? I do understand feeding the kids. I do. And although, like you say, there's no registration, so, you know, people who can afford it are still sending their children in for free food. I don't like that. But they are kids. Feed them, and that's fine. Well, tattoo removals on my dime really annoys me.
Well, again, I'll go back to, you know, what I asked the lady yesterday is, these people say they don't have money to feed their kids. Again, I understand that there are a few exceptions, but I go back to the premise, and this is what's wrong with society, I think. Where are your priorities? Do you have cable TV? Do you have three or four phones, even if it's on a family plan in your house? Do you have this? Are you buying these type of things, $150 football jerseys? Are you doing all this stuff? And then you tell me you don't have money for your kid?
Yeah. But it's everywhere.
Well, I can't accept that. I'm not interested in the woe is me story. If we got serious about forcing people to admit their irresponsibilities, saying, you know what, no deal. You're going to have to figure out a way to feed your kid because that's your job. It's not my job.
We're so far past that now.
Well, then we need to start. There needs to be a point where we restart it, because it's not going to get smaller if we don't address it. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, we have organizations here that through private donations, such as Loaves and Fishes, can help people out, not government.
Yes. I know, but, you know, it goes on and on, and every day I open the screen and I see more giveaway programs, and I just say to myself, you know, particularly with this proposed bond coming up, just how much more can the people take before they're just broke and they're the ones, the well-meaning bill-paying seniors, for instance, are the ones who are going to start looking for charitable organizations where they can start getting food because they can't afford what is happening to them.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear what I mentioned today about property taxes in the county?
Yes.
Were you surprised? Yes. Were you surprised that areas?
No, not at all. When I listened, and I've gone back and listened to the school board presentation where they talk about, again, it's on the YouTube video where they did the initial presentation of for that bond that says $49, and I'll just call it $50. So my $500,000 home would add $250 a year to my property taxes.
And as Greg pointed out, and the other three bonds as well.
Yes, exactly. So $250 new dollars to my property taxes. And I just look at it and I say, you know, there is just this ongoing conspiracy to keep people down and broke.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. Which, by the way, when she mentioned the tattoo, again, some of you may remember Nurse Ratched caps, maybe it was 20 years ago or so, on this program. And I don't know whatever happened to the program. But I came across a picture the other day, and from time to time we mention of, you know, appropriate settings and so forth and to dress. And again, not suggesting that three-piece suit is you have to do that. But I saw a picture of a graduation here in the North County where, you know, the kid is in the gown and the hat and stuff, and the mom, she looked kind of nice. But the dad, he had the sleeveless undershirt on, his hat on backwards, high white socks and the shorts down to his knees, and he had tattoos all over his arms and around his neck. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. At least the mother did her best to look presentable. But my gosh, what is happening? All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, June 12th, for another act at the California Mid-State Fair's concert series. Phil Wickham will perform Sunday, July 19th, in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, with special guest Bodie opening the show. Wickham is a Grammy-nominated worship artist whose songs are performed in churches around the world. San Luis Obispo police responded to a call yesterday morning about a suspected domestic violence incident. Police determined suspect Jeremy Ault had assaulted a female victim at a residence on the 300 block of South Street. Officers negotiated for Ault to leave the residence for hours. He eventually exited and was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Tehran called and asked President Trump to stop the bombing. President Trump now posting, we'll be hitting Iran very hard tonight and taking Karg Island and their oil infrastructure points. The president speaking with Fox and Friends.
They're really in submission. They just don't know it yet.
Last night,
to be honest with you,
U.S. forces launched 49 Tomahawk missiles. Fox's Trey Yanks.
CENTCOM says Iranian military surveillance capabilities, along with air defense systems and communication sites, were hit.
Driven by energy prices, wholesale inflation hit 6.5% for the year, up 1.1% last month. But markets happy that President Trump says we will be controlling Iran's oil and gas markets like we do Venezuela in the not-too-distant future. America is listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Low 90s today. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. And we'll do low 90s again on your Friday. Saturday, a little cooler. Highs expected in the upper 80s. Mid-80s on Sunday. Monday, upper 80s. Low 90s on Tuesday. Back to mid-80s on Wednesday. And upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:47 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We're at 72. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Remember that. Very easy in and easy out. That is it. Don't forget that the... I almost forgot because I flipped the wrong page here. Okay, the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers Cook-Off is ready to go Saturday, August 8th at the Paso Robles Event Center. It's 27th year, early bird pricing, so get those tickets. And remember, all proceeds from your tickets go directly to scholarship for local high school seniors with, to date, over $1 million raised. You'll have unlimited food and wine tasting, live music, and it's just one of the great summer events here in the North County, so you can go to Winemakers Cook-Off and get those tickets, and they do have a designated driver discount as well. Also, from time to time, I'd like to remind you, if your group or nonprofit has an event, and even if it's an event or an ongoing situation, submit it ASAP, first come, first serve, and just only need a couple of lines, P.O. Box 7, reception at kprl.com, or if you want to waste the money on a stamp and ruin your tires coming down 32nd Street. We're located at 32nd and Oak. All right. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. It's 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yes, indeed. When is Dad's Day? Oh, not this Sunday. It's next Sunday. We have to remind people because we all forget about Dad's Day. Okay, let's see here. Leading off, we have Donna Fugit, Cole Harden, Andy Chasko, Larry Bates, Stan Logan, Stephanie Detweiler, Billy Hillis. We have Berta Goering, Eric Rogat, Reese Robertson, Conan and John Graves, Jennifer and Jeff Brandon, and this is a big happy birthday from the Bearcat football team, and that would be to one Derek Stroud. How about that? Maybe they'll bake you a cake, Derek. Okay, on my right-hand side, let's see here. The composer, Richard Strauss, 1864, 1949. Jacques Cousteau, remember the show? 1910, 1997. Speaking of coaches, not a bad one, Vincent T. Lombardi. That's right, 1913, 1970. Onward, Richard Todd, the actor, 1919, 2009. Gene Wilder, Man Blazing Saddles. That was something else, wasn't it? 1933, 2016, from Medical Center, Chad Everett, 1937, 2012. Country singer, Wilma Burgess, 1939, 2003. Jackie Stewart, the car racer, Formula One, I think, 1939. Remember the song Peppermint Twist? Joey D, 1940 is when he was born. A very talented actress. I have no idea what she was in. Adrian Barbeau, 1945. Yes, indeed. Pretty good second baseman, primarily with the Pirates. Dave Cash, 1948. Frank Beard from ZZ Top, 1949. The guy with the World Trade Center climber, George Willig, 1949. From the University of Kentucky, was a running back there and also a running back for the Giants. Doug Kotar, 1951. 38 specials, Donnie Van Zandt, 1952. Good DB with the Bears. Gary Fensick, 1954. Not a bad quarterback, Joe Montana, 1956. Also on the list we have the actress Pamela Gidley, 1965. She passed away in 2018. Brock Marion, not a bad defensive back. He was born in 1970. And I'm trying to think here. Who else is on the list? Jose Reyes. Again, he wasn't a bad shortstop. He was born in 1983. Maya Moore, one of the greats from UConn in hoops, 1989. And Kodak Black, the singer and rapper, was born in 1997. Passing away on this day, Good Riddance, Lethal Injection, Timothy McVeigh, 2001. DeForest Kelly, for you Star Trek people, 1999. The Duke, John Wayne, 1979 is when he said, out of here. Brian Wilson of the Beach Bums, last year, 2025. Ruby Dee, the actress, passed away in 2014. Say goodnight, David. Say goodnight, Chet. David Brinkley, 2003. And Herbert Anderson, he was Dennis's father in Dennis the Menace. He passed away in 1994. And I think that is it. Yes, it is it. Is that it? Yes, it is. Okay, going to the top of the list today. I know Joe Montana was pretty darn good, but he doesn't have the Super Bowl trophy named after him. Born in Brooklyn, New York, and he was a pretty good athlete, believe it or not, and his name was Vincent T. Lombardi. He was an assistant coach at Fordham University, which he was a member of the famous Seven Blocks of Granite team. And then he went on to coach at the United States Military Academy, then the New York Giants, and then the Packers. He never had a losing season. His winning percentage was 74%, 90% in the postseason. Overall, 105 wins, 35 losses, and 6 ties. And, of course, he is enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he also, if you remember, you know, the two Super Bowl championship, 5 NFL championships, coach of the year, and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things, when you read any books about the players for the Packers, there were times they really just they didn't care for them. But when you look at the way their lives turned out and the compliments later in life, most of them became very, very successful outside of football, and they credit Mr. Lombardi.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will kick off tonight. Concerts will continue weekly on Thursday nights through August 20th, except for July 2nd and the 23rd. Kicking off the 2026 season tonight will be Mini Nova, a Central Coast band performing Latin rock, soul, and jazz music. Central Coast candidate for insurance commissioner Stacey Korsgaden officially announced her concession earlier this week in a post. As of this morning, she received 1.2 million votes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 70 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Of course, his last team he coached was the Washington Redskins, and he was turning them around. He was also the executive vice president, but cancer. Believe it or not, Vince Lombardi was only 57 when he passed away in September of 1970. All right. One more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.